20-year-old Jania Stone doesn't think much of the holidays.
They can either bring back bad memories or they can remind you that you don't have any memories and that, you know it, you're alone.
Stone grew up in the state's foster care system after being neglected and abused in her mother's and grandmother's care. Since age six, she was in and out of at least 30 different homes. Despite the fact that she was smart and focused on learning, she never felt supported.
This whole time, I felt inadequate. I felt sad. I felt like I couldn't do anything right. I felt like they would always tell me, people that I live with, people that I thought would love me, the people who are supposed to love me, parents, grandparents, teachers, you know, even like mental health officials and things like that. I felt like they were not doing their job and they were not helping me like they should have been. And I really did feel like a paycheck to a lot of people.
Stone's story may be unique, but she is not alone. Kathy Heron, Deputy Director of the Department of Family and Children's Services, says there are some 8,200 children currently in foster care.
Government can't be everything to all children.
Many kids, she says, are placed in loving, stable homes, sometimes permanently. But others, with stories similar to Jania, age out of the system when they reach 18, legal adulthood. And many become homeless. Though they try to prepare kids to make future plans, Heron says many are not ready to go out on their own.
Unfortunately, our youth don't necessarily have a safety net or have a program or people who have built a relationship with them that will be understanding, that will be supportive, that will help them guide their path, help them make some decisions about what's in their best interest.
Which is where the Orange Duffel Bag hopes to fill in the gap. The nonprofit offers a 12-week life plan coaching course and ongoing advocacy to homeless youth and kids aging out of foster care. Echo Garrett is co-founder and chair of the foundation.
We get down to the real nitty-gritty of what they want to do with their lives and how they're going to achieve that goal educationally.
The Orange Duffel Bag program is based on the book of the same name, co-written by Garrett and Sam Bracken, a young man who was homeless by age 15, yet went on to earn a football and academic scholarship at Georgia Tech. Everything he owned fit in his orange duffel bag.
We like to feel that the orange duffel bag can become a symbol of hope for kids who are struggling.
Garrett explains that Bracken's story of overcoming adversity and his seven rules for the road are the core of their program.
The seven rules for the road are a transformational change process, and that's what we take the kids through. It starts with awareness, understanding.
Understanding about desire, meaning, choice, love, change, and gratitude. But even more so, says Garrett.
We give the young people a safe place to tell their stories.
That safe place had an immediate impact on Jania Stone, who had no idea what to expect when she entered the first pilot program.
And the second that the introductions began and they began to speak to us, I knew that it was a very amazing place to be at. I knew it.
For the first time in her life, she says she had faith.
I had never been in a situation before where people were so positive and so willing to help. And another thing about Orange Duffel Bag, they were saying they were going to be around for us for as long as we needed them. The whole time I'm in care, everyone's saying, when you're 18, when you're 18, when you're 18, bye.
Since 2010, more than 100 kids have successfully graduated from the program. When they do, they get an orange duffel bag filled with a fully loaded laptop. And they continue to have a family of advocates to support them, which has indeed been transformational for Jania Stone. She's now in her third year at Agnes Scott College and plans to become a pediatric neurosurgeon.
I think any moment alone, I could have given up. But knowing that I had Orange Duffel Bag, even the smallest amount of things, they are always there to pick me up before I fell. And I guess before I could give up, they were always there to remind me, don't forget, we got our eyes on this goal. We got our eyes on this prize. We're here to help you. We got your back.
For WABE News, I'm Susan Middleman.